Rock. Of course, Eden Rock, you know, stakes performed two-year-old, a three-quarter to star turn. He's a very exciting horse to be offering tomorrow night. The rest of the horses are either in training, and so we don't want to disturb their training regime, obviously, if they're running on Saturday. And there's a couple of the horses, or your horse like Chance to Dance, obviously, to give him the best chance in the Sydney Cup. They're following their tried and true method of, you know, having a gallop at Bendigo on Saturday and then coming up the following week. So there are the opportunity to inspect those horses wherever they are, if they just want to give me a call at Inglis's, but all the information's there. They've got x-rays and scopes lodged in our repository, all the information that anyone could require to make an informed decision on what to buy is all here at Inglis's.
Okay. Plenty of inspections underway for the Easter sale, which we'll talk about as well over the next few days. Jonathan, thanks for your time. We'll chat tomorrow again, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Good to speak to you.
Jonathan Darcy there from Inglis. Just before I go, I omitted to pass this on yesterday. Two real handy WA horses have joined Lindsay Park. Vega Magic, who was trained by Sean Casey in Perth, winner of the Colonel Reeves and the Scale. It's off to the Goodwood in Adelaide under Lindsay Park. And Samovare, the winner of the WA Champion Fillies, when trained by Dan Morton, is now also with the Lindsay Park team. So a couple of really nice horses going along there. Global Glamour will be a late entry for the Arrowfield Stud Stakes on Saturday week. Kieran McAvoy has been booked to take the ride there. Tavago, who was acutely lame after running on Saturday, scans and x-rays have revealed nowhere not as bad as thought after the injury with that lameness. They'll monitor the next few days, but there is a chance that Tabago could race again this preparation. It is only slight, but they'll monitor the horse over the next few days. But at least it's not as bad as first thought when the horse was acutely lame there on Saturday. After the news break, the full preview for provincial qualifying day at Newcastle.
It's 10:05. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Cane growers are starting to emerge from their homes in North Queensland to see the damage to their crops after Cyclone Debbie lashed the region. One farmer says the views from his window aren't good, with flattened crops, roofs of sheds and trees down. The cyclone has been downgraded to a tropical low, but it's still causing problems as it moves southwest, bringing with it wind gusts of up to 85 kilometres an hour and torrential rain. There are also fears Mackay's Pioneer River could break its banks. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised Queensland will get all the help it needs to recover and has put in place pre-deployment of the Australian Defence Force, which will be followed by a natural disaster crew and soldiers, vehicles, aircraft and their resources. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau will today release its findings of the plane crash that killed four American tourists and the pilot when it crashed into the DFO shopping centre in Melbourne. The ATSB's preliminary report is expected to focus on the actions of the pilot and what caused the engine to fail. And almost 50 firefighters have had to battle to bring a fire at the iconic Forex Brewery in Milton, Brisbane, under control yesterday. In good news for beer drinkers, supply isn't expected to be affected. In sport, Australia have kept in touch with Japan and Saudi Arabia after a 2-0 win over the UAE last night in World Cup qualifying. Jackson Irvine scored his first international goal, with boss Ange Postecoglou describing his performance as outstanding. But he's also hit back at criticism levelled at his squad's tactics and strategy, saying if people want the perfect system, it's a hot water system at home, not a football system. Postecoglou also told Fox Sports that he's frustrated by a lack of faith recently, but he does welcome talk of football structures and not corporate structures, because we don't talk enough about football in Australia. Australian captain Steve Smith says Border Gavaskar series against India was magnificent and one of the best he's been part of. The Aussies lost the fourth test by 8 wickets, with India claiming the trophy 2-1. And Jason Taumalolo will return from suspension for a shoulder charge, while Lachlan Coote will be back from a calf injury. In the Cowboys' clash with the Rabbitohs on Friday night, the game in Townsville is still going ahead at this stage unless there's damage to the stadium caused by Cyclone Debbie. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio has every angle of the Sydney Autumn Carnival covered. From midday, the National Racing Service has the calls, interviews and tab market movers. Get the right money trail every race day with Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucre Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucre Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucre Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucre Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bobs eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 10 past 10, Sean Cosco with you. Good morning. Great day of racing today at Newcastle. Peter Burst joins us to tell us what the day's like and what the track's like. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Sean.
I can pick a bit of a smile in your voice. You're a happy man?
Yeah, no, everything's fine this morning. It's a little bit overcast. We had a little bit of a light scud early this morning, but nothing to do any damage, and we're on a good four here in Newcastle.
Gee whiz, that track's a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's performing very well. This will be his third race meeting in 12 days, so... we didn't plan it that way, but having to move from the Beaumont track last Saturday back out onto the course, probably because of the wet weather, you know, it's just got to handle that sort of traffic, because in the future it certainly will be getting plenty.
Just out of interest, Peter, has it struck much wear where you've had those meetings or not, or has it handled it pretty well?
No, the first race meeting we had here, it handled it really well. Last Saturday it had a little bit of more moisture in the track, and the grass mainly bruised a fair bit out on the 8-metre pad, but no divots, so to speak. It was just heavy bruising.
Right, so today the rail, whereabouts is that?
Rail's out 3 metres the entire.
Yep.
And even though it's bruising, we had to cut it very short after the first race meeting here, and to do a little bit of maintenance inside the rail, inside the 3 metres, and... hence the bruising that was done last Saturday further out. So it's a little bit longer today, and in the future we'll make sure that we have it long, just to protect it a little bit more.
All right, so today things look just fantastic. Good four, rail out through the entire circumference.
Yeah, that's correct.
Beautiful. Good on you, Peter. Have a top day.
Good, thank you very much, Sean. Bye.
Peter Birch there at Newcastle. Now let's try and find a winner today. First of all, Ray Thomas. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, a rare Newcastle meeting, but an Australian Turf Club meeting today, Sean. And, gee, it's a terrific program. Big fields, deep races all day. And we're looking forward to this. Hopefully we can find a winner or two, Sean.
Too right. Paul Joyce is with us as well. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Ray. Good morning, punters. And, yes, Ray Thomas hit the nail on the head there. Big fields on a big track and on a good surface. So this will be a terrific day's racing. I'm looking forward to this one immensely, boys.
All right. Jared Middleton joining us now from Tabba.com.au. G'day, Jared.
Paul, Ray, Sean, listeners, good morning. Yeah, really looking forward to this meeting today. Well, the sentiment's echoed there. I mean, it's been echoed in the betting, because very good betting with Tab.com.au for this meeting today. And, we'll touch on it shortly, but this Frankel Colton the first is off the map.
All right. Well, that'll be an interesting one. The Frankel Moore Strawberries now in the first, put out 14 Miss Imagination, 16 didn't mention it, 17 Lankin Pharaoh, and 18 Mileage.
Number one, Ataraxia, $11. Benis Season, $41. Ephesian, $19. Fager, $8. Number five, Merivee, $2.20 favourite. Six, Reflectivity, $13. St. Bart's, $35. Sanctioned, $7.50. Solid Assets, $71. Tangled, $21. Then we go to Triumph Star, $101. Zeppelin, $750. The 13 All Sassitude, $41. 14 is out, and 15 Our Mantra, $26. And 16, 17, and 18 are out. So, look, this is the best back runner in the country today with tab.com.au. Mirror V, $9 we put up on Monday, $2.20 now.
Well, look at the speed, boys. It's a bit hard to predict accurately with a lot of first starters and not much form to go on of the race brigade. But two horses I do have going forward would be Fager and also Zeppelin, who have drawn off the track. So I think they'll ensure the pace will be on, which you would expect with a big field of two-year-olds. For favourite backers, Mirror V, from what I've seen at the trials, Ray, and I'll let you add any further to this, I think he'll settle in last because he hasn't come out of the gates once in any of his three trials today.
Exactly, Paul. Yeah, he's drawn gate two, so it is a tricky one. But, look, I think Chris Waller's done the right thing here in choosing a big track like Newcastle to give Mirror V his race debut. As Jared mentioned, he's the Frankel colt out of Moore Strawberries. Cost $1.6 million as a yearling at Easter last year. And there's been a boom on him for a while. That recent trial, Paul, I love the way he darted through between runners. For an unraced two-year-old, he showed terrific race sense and a brilliant turn of foot to win that trial. Paul's point, though, about his getaway and where he'll be in the run is significant. So if you're taking the 220, short enough now, that's a massive go. Jared said $9 into 220 on Mirror V, but look, I think he's a fairly talented colt, and with any sort of luck in running, I think he can run these down. Number five, Mirror V on top. I think number one, Ataraxia, is good odds at the $11. This is a tee off below colt. I loved his debut, Paul, when he ran a very good second, making up good ground late behind Florida on the Beaumont track. He'll be better suited here on this bigger track at Newcastle. Similarly, number six, Reflectivity. I know he was well beaten in the Black Oval first up, but he's a much better colt than that. On his debut, he was narrowly beaten and unluckily beaten by Serena Bay at Rose Hill. The form out of that race has certainly held up. He's fitter now, and the bigger track will suit Reflectivity. And similarly, number eight, Sanction, did nothing wrong on debut, running a good third to Al Manzora. That was a pretty strong two-year-old midweeker, and he'll improve off that on the big track. Terrific race to open the day, Paul. I've got the boom colt on top, number five, Mirror V, in the first, 5-1, 6 and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm with you, Ray. I'm going with the 5 as well, 5, 4, 12 and 6. But it will be nervous times if you are taking that $2.20. If you've got the bigger odds, you're probably sitting pretty at the moment. But look, Ray's covered Mirror V. Obviously, he's the boom colt. We can't wait to see him go round. And it's going to be an exciting race because we expect he will be spotting most of these to start turning for home. But on the big Newcastle track, on what we've seen at the trials, he's got lovely action. He looks the real deal. So he's going to create plenty of interest in the opening event. I'm keen to see number four, Fager, on top of the ground. We've only seen him twice at the races on very soft and heavy tracks. He hasn't been far off them either. I like his earlier trials, so really keen to see what Fager can do today, and I expect they'll go forward on him, so he might have a big break on the favourite turning for home. Number 12, Zeppelin, we've seen him a couple of times as well, and he's done everything right to date, debuted behind Al Boomen, and then last start here at Newcastle over 1,400 was a very brave second behind Coulthard. I expect him to give a bit of cheek on top of the ground. And number 6, Reflectivity, Ray said there on debut at the Golden Gift at Rose Hill, he should have won that day. He definitely should have. He just raced a bit greenly right near the winning post, and that cost him victory on debut. So he wouldn't even be eligible for a maiden if he'd won that. So I'll go 5, 4, 12 and 6. I'm keen to see Mirror V. I'm not so keen I'm going to unload at the $2.20.
All right, now race 2, take out 4, Noir, and number 10, Alatoire.
Yeah, a bit of a sensation here. Noir's only come out about 10 minutes ago, and basically 99% of the money in the market was for it. It was second best backed after Mirror V today, so 48 cents the win, 25 cents the place. Your deductions there, punters. Number 1, Escapados, $5. 2, Darken, 18. Madison Gardens, 7. 4, Noir is out, as mentioned. 5, Senorita de Vega, $6. Vanzetta, $6. 7, Viva La Romance is the $4.40 new favourite. Duplicator, $31. Solo Song, $4.80. Al Artois, the 10, is out. 11, Miss Bree, $71. Zargold, $15. So with the Noir coming out, no money in the market now.
Yeah, Jared, that makes it interesting. Noir coming out. Obviously, Ray and I assume Ray had it on top as well.
Yeah.
Look, we've got the speed horses here, Darkan, Madison Gardens, and the other one will go forward with Bizarre Gold. So we've got three of the real roughies putting the speed on here in the second, right?
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards Madison Gardens now. Paul did have Noir on top. I thought it was a standout selection, but it was a filly scratch. I thought Madison Gardens steadily improved each of its three runs, Paul, and I liked its effort last, but on that heavy track at Goulburn, it was up on speed all the way. Took a pretty smart horse in Bayano to run it down late. Eventually, he ran third, but it was a solid effort. As Paul suggested, he'll be up on speed again here, Madison Gardens. 1,400 on the big track will suit. He'll take some running down the three at Madison Gardens. I think Jared mentioned about the $7 for him. Number nine, Solo Song, improved from two runs back from the spell and ran a good race last start in a Newcastle maiden behind Lady Veronica. Got the run up on the inside to beat him, but it was a nice effort by this mare. She's come back in good order, Solo Song. Number five, Senorita de Vega, very impressive on debut in that same race, but finishing third behind Lady Veronica and Solo Song. It will take good improvement race experience-wise out of that debut effort. And number seven, Viva La Romance, the favourite, as Jared mentioned, comes off a fifth on debut where it made good ground late and can improve off that. But I thought the race experience and the improvement factor in the three Madison Gardens, the fact he'll be up on speed making his own luck, he'll take some running down. 3, 9, 5, and 7, quite open now, the second, Paul.
Yeah, very open race now, so a good betting affair. I've gone 6, 5, 9, and 7. I'm with the 6, Vanzetta, on top. She spotted them a huge start there at her debut on the Beaumont track because she drew 14 of 14 there and she was restrained back to last. She ripped off about 5 lengths in the final 200 metres, so I think the 1,400 on a bigger track today, off a better barrier, if she can make that necessary improvement to get there first, I think she's a good each-way bet, number 6, Vanzetta. The 5, Senorita de Vega, well, she definitely will improve with that race experience, as Ray said. She was green. She didn't really know what to do at the top of the straight, but the last 200, the penny dropped, and she really attacked the line strongly on debut. She'll improve off that run. The 9, Solo Song, well, she's had a few chances, hasn't managed to break through yet, so that's my concern for her, but she does map to get all the favours in the run today. And the 7, Viva La Romance, another lightly raced horse for Chris Waller. She made ground on her debut on the Beaumont track. She just wasn't as impressive as stablemate Vanzetta, so she's found her way into my fourth spot. 6, 5, 9, and 7 in race two.
Third event, put a line through two. First, Korea, number 5, Muse, and 9, Blanco Caro.
Number 1, Celebris, 18. The 2 is out. 3, Introit, 14. Kunming, 16. The 5 is out. 6, Obscuras, the $2.50 favourite. Prodigy, 26. Timeless Melody, 41. The 9, Blanco Caro, is out. 7 cents the win, 7 cents the place. Hold All Tickets, $11. Joy Forever, 12. Not To Be Caught, 4. Out of Wedlock, $5.50. Best Fact here is the favourite Obscura. It's been just 260 to 250 since the scratching. And next Best Fact is Out of Wedlock.
Yeah, I'm not too sure where the speed will come from here. Hold All Tickets and Obscura look the two that will go forward, but that's about it. Not To Be Caught, Joy Forever won't be far off. So maybe, Ray, we'll have an idea after the first two races, but at least on my speed map, the on-pacers could have an edge in race three.
Yeah, look, I think it's a match between the 6 Obscura and the 12 Not To Be Caught here, Paul. I'm going to lean towards the 12 Not To Be Caught. This filly's by High Chaparral from the Chris Waller camps. Had the two runs back from the spell. They've both been good efforts. She's hit the line well in both. Most recently there at Hawkesbury, Gothenburg, who's a pretty smart three-year-old from the Gerald Ryan camp, ran her down late. Blinkers are back on this afternoon, Paul. I don't think she'll get as far back as she has in her first couple of runs this prep, and I think she's an improving type, very fit and ready to win here. The mile will suit her on the big Beaumont track, big Newcastle track. I've got 12 Not To Be Caught on top from 6 Obscura, who was first over the line on the Beaumont track when he resumed on March 11, but got tired late, ducked out badly and interfered with his stablemate Estrella, who got the race on protest. But it's a good solid comeback effort, and from that favourable gate, he'll be up on speed making his own luck. Number 13 Out of Wedlock comes off a good effort at Kembla last start behind Screamer. And number 11, Joy Forever. Better for three runs now, steadily improving, but I think has to go up another notch to be on the same page as Not To Be Caught. In the third pool, I've got the 12 on top, Not To Be Caught, from 6, 13 and 11.
Well, we'll box these up in the first four, eh? I've gone 6, 13, 11 and 12. I'm with the 6 Obscura. Yes, he did. First past the post on Beaumont. He lost it to his stablemate on protest, and justifiably so. But I think he'll be a lot better for that run. He'll get any on-pace favours here today. And if he hadn't lost that race on protest, obviously he wouldn't be eligible for a maiden today. So he'll definitely win his maiden shortly, and hopefully it's very shortly, as early as this afternoon. Look at what the stable did with him at his first campaign. They put him in the Bailu second up, a Group 3 race. He drew 14 of 14 on that occasion, was only beaten a length and a half, and then they threw him right in the deep end in the Group 1 Champagne Stakes, finishing midfield behind Prized Icon. He just looks too well placed to me in a set weights maiden today. Number 13 out of wedlock. She definitely improved on that drying track at Kembla second up, so the good four today will really suit her, as she'll love the big track. I've got her as a genuine threat. 11 Joy Forever, steadily improving. Another one that'll love this Newcastle track, as will the stablemate, number 12, Not To Be Caught, which Ray has made a good case for. So I'll go 6 on top, very confident, 6, 13, 11 and 12.
Right, now we go to the next event, race 4, and we've got a full field.
Number 1, Anytime, $5.50. Pinch Me, 16. Champagne Ready, the $3.20 favourite. Rebe Rampart, $6.50. Lady Sunza, 10. Bob's Ticket, 41. Daytime Dancer, 10. Dye's Diamond, 26. Lady Veronique, $6.50. Vinnie Power, $9.50. Unknown Destiny, $101. Certainly best backed here is the favourite, Champagne Ready. It's been $3.50 to $3.20.
Yeah, again, not a lot of pace on paper. Bob's Ticket, the likely leader, one of the outsiders. Vinnie Power, I think, will work across. And Lady Veronique from Barrier 1, she should kick up to hold her spot. But apart from that race, most of them tend to like to settle midfield or back. So perhaps the tempo not right on here in race 4.
Yeah, where do you have Champagne Ready, the favourite, Paul, in the speed map?
Look, with the blinkers off from an inside draw, Ray, I've got her getting back, so maybe a slightly awkward spot for her if you're keen to take the short odds.
Which is how she was ridden in her recent trial, wasn't it, Paul? Look, she is definitely the horse to beat, but first up here at 1300, I know she won first up at 1400 back in the spring, but I just thought the race fit, Rebe Rampart, was the better value here. This horse goes into this race in really good form, this mare. She won at Hawkesbury 2 runs back, and then last start in Provincial Championship qualifier, had zero luck running third behind Shazi Lee and Butteroo Knight, was checked about four or five times down the straight. Glenn Scoford had to change course back to the inside, and she was darting through into third spot. Terrific run. Look, coming back a fraction in trip to 1300, but the big Newcastle track will suit. And as I said, that race fitness edge, I thought the odds, the 4 Rebe Rampart for mine over the 3 Champagne Ready. Look, she's the class horse in the race, Paul. And I know her trial reads 7th of 10, but she was absolutely under double wraps by Kieran McAvoy in that recent Rose Hill trial. We know she performs well fresh, but like you, Paul, just a little concern where she might get to in the run from gate 2. 7 Daytime Dancer was good at Newcastle last start, and 5 Lady Sansa, really impressive, and ran through the line at Hawkesbury. Its recent run has won 2 from 3 this prep and is up and flying. But I'll go before Rebe Rampart at the odds, 4, 3, 7 and 5 in the 4th.
Yeah, I'm 10, 4, 3 and 7. I'll back Vinnie Power, number 10 each way here, at the $9.50. She's a very consistent overall performer. I liked her first up run on a heavy track. She didn't have much luck there when held up in the straight, but I've got her going forward off that gate today, probably sitting outside or trailing the leader in a fairly moderately run race. And if Vinnie Power can pinch a break turning for home, I think you'll be pretty comfortable to be on her each way at the $9.50. To beat the 4, Rebe Rampart, the one that Ray's found on top, that was a real eye-catcher in the Provincial Championship, obviously gets back on top of the ground today. Very hard to find the last time she put in an actual bad run. She was extremely unlucky first up on a good track at Kembla as well. So she's due to break through this afternoon. The 3 Champagne Ready, we've both identified a little speed map issue there if you're taking the short odds. And the 7 Daytime Dancer, hard to knock what she did last start, winning her maiden in impressive fashion. So I'll go the 10 at the odds, 10, 4, 3 and 7.
Right, at race 5, take out 3 Australiana, number 4 Bravissimo, 12 Tribal Wisdom, 13 Fleeting Strike, and number 20 Tamarack.
Number 1 Shoem, 15 Axiomatic, 8, 3 and 4 are out. 5 Chapelco, 13 Crown Him, $18 Drakenfels, 6 The Pinnacle, 7 Will Kenya, $8.50. Number 10 Cross Stitched, $5.50 favourite. 11 Bastia, 26 12 and 13 are out. 14 Istria, $16. 15, Naughty Thoughts 18, Favier 26, Gitan 35, Kawakini 15, 19, Lord Kingsley is 12, and number 20, Tamarack is out. 11 cents the win, 11 cents the place, your deductions there, punters. Now, Cross Stitch is best backed here. It was 13 into $8 from opening price until this morning. Then since the scratchings, has been 7 into $5.50.
Big go there, Jared, on Cross Stitch, and I'll see if Ray covers it in the trials. I loved her recent trial. Speed-wise here, we've got pressure on. We've got the obvious leader here being Will Cannier for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott stable. Chapelco will kick up off the inside gate, and now that the emergency Gitan got a run, he'll definitely roll forward and make sure those leaders are keeping them honest. Genuine Tempo, Ray, in the fifth.
Yeah, one of these deep races we were mentioning earlier, Paul, and I think the format of this will really stand up in coming weeks. I'm leaning towards a 9, Will Cannier, as you suggested, Paul. She's going to jump and run and lead this field here. I know she's got to run a strong 1,400, but she had the two runs back. She's done well on both, and her last start was over 1,300 on a heavy track, and took a really smart type in Egg Tart to run her down late. With the claim, she gets in pretty well at the weights, and I just think she'll give you a terrific sight. I think Jared mentioned around the $8.50 mark for Will Cannier. Got her on top from 8, the Pinnacle, who goes into this race off a really impressive win at Warwick Farm last up. That was 7 weeks ago, though, but a little freshen up in between. Has been scratched a couple of times due to the wet tracks. Has had a recent barrier trial. Has got that residual fitness. Pretty handy type, the Pinnacle, as it showed last up, winning its maiden at Warwick Farm. Number 14, Istria. Look, I know it did win that race on protest on the Beaumont track at its second race start, but gee, Paul, I love the way she was attacking the line late there. She would have gone straight past Obscure, and look, I think she's a promising filly on the way up, drawing the soft gate here. And number 11, Bastia, really impressive when resuming at Hawkesbury. This three-year-old's got plenty of ability and will be fitter off that. I've left out some promising horses, Paul, like the 2 Axiomatic and the 10 Cross Stitch, who I wouldn't be surprised to see both fillies end up in a race like the Queensland Oaks down the track. They're that good. And first up here on the big Newcastle track, you've got to include them. Terrific race, plenty of depth. I've gone 9 Will Cannier each way from 8, 14 and 11.
Yeah, look, I've gone 8, 10, 7 and 2. I can't get away from the Pinnacle at the $7. I just think that's great value for her. Peter and Paul Snowden filly, she's yet to finish outside the top two, and she's obviously an easy last start winner. That was on a heavy track, but the two runs on top of the ground I thought were terrific, and the form out of both of those races has really held up. She maps beautifully here for Corey Brown. Yeah, I'm keen on the Pinnacle. You could back her each way if you want to play it safe. The 10 Cross Stitch, loved that last trial. She was just under a stranglehold, cruised to the line. Look at her form last prep. Both her runs on top of the ground I thought were outstanding runs. One was behind Argentina and Eusebio, and the other one was at Randwick behind Bazelle, Alliterate and Hez de Lens. So the form's good around her, and she looks to have come back much better to my eye. The 7 Drachenfels, not a real good gate, but he'll drop back. There's a bit of speed up front. He'll love the big straight here at Newcastle, as will number 2 Axiomatic. She looked like a bit of a superstar last preparation. She won her maiden by 7.25 lengths and then went straight into a benchmark 67 and won again. The trial was a little bit off-putting, but it was on a heavy track, so maybe it was a bit deceptive. She might have been on the worst part of the track there. So I've just got a question mark on her. I'll be keeping an eye on any late betting moves. 8, 10, 7 and 2, definitely one of the most intriguing races of the day.
On to race 6, and here we have a full field.
Number 1, Nothing Box, $4.80. Seasonal, 26. 3, Tamarack is the $3.20 favourite. Destroyer, 26. Mutara Chem, 6. Nemrud, 13. Number 7, Red Knot, $9. Fight for Glory, 34. Power Law, 12. Dreams Alive, 34. O'Reilly's Angel, 30.